There's still no timeline for when the new Amalga gold mine could open in Juneau, but Grand Portage Resources, the Canadian company proposing it, has released more information about how it plans to operate. Graham Neal is a spokesperson for Grand Portage. At a Juneau Chamber of Commerce luncheon, he told dozens of local business representatives that a barge dock for the new Amalga mine won't depend on the state's proposed Cascade Point ferry terminal.
It's completely separate from the Alaska Marine Highway ferry terminal.
The first phase of that ferry terminal project was originally slated for construction this summer, but was postponed when a federal agency asked the state to submit design plans for the second phase, too. The proposed terminal has drawn widespread opposition from community members who have said it would benefit mining companies and inconvenience ferry passengers. Neal says the only piece of shared infrastructure at the site would be an access road from the end of Glacier Highway to the barge dock.
To access this facility, we would need a road. So if ultimately, you know, Department of Transportation and Public Facilities doesn't build a road, Grand Portage would look at doing it themselves.
According to its preliminary economic assessment published this month, Grand Portage plans to haul truckloads of ore about 20 miles to the Cascade Point barge dock and ship it somewhere overseas for processing. Neal says that would allow the mine to restrict its footprint in Juneau. Since the material would be barged out, he says there wouldn't be processing facilities or tailing storage in town. The company expects to run about 72 trucks from the mine to the barge dock per day. Neal says the company would hold off on trucking during warm weather weekends and holidays to limit traffic noise.
Especially in the summer on weekends, significant events, 4th of July, grad weekend, something like that, when there's going to be a lot of anticipated traffic on the road.
Mining operations would cut through forests and wetlands in a popular hiking area near the Herbert Glacier, Eagle Glacier, and Windfall Lake trails. The company is seeking approval from the state to build a 1.3-mile-long road between Herbert River and Eagle River this summer. Neal says this would be the first segment of road that would eventually intersect Herbert Glacier Trail, cross the Herbert River to a materials handling area, and then extend to a portal with a tunnel to the mine site near the face of Herbert Glacier, pending approval. Grand Portage is preparing to apply for fast federal permitting. Neal says the company estimates the mine will supply Juneau with more than 270 jobs. At the luncheon, Juneau resident Drew Green said he's involved in tourism and mining, and that both are important for providing jobs and taxes that sustain the city's economy.
I see this as a critical necessity for Juneau to survive. This is a sustainability of Juneau project.
The preliminary economic assessment projects an initial mine lifespan of 7 years, with a total of about 1 million ounces of gold. Neal says the company expects to turn a profit after about a year of production. Tyler Breen is an environmental policy analyst at Southeast Alaska Conservation Council. Following the luncheon, he says the development should get a hard look and that it's important to protect other economic drivers in the area.
Our concerns are, ultimately impacts to watersheds, salmon, the cascading impacts that that has on related industries like tourism, like fisheries.
This year, Grand Portage plans to do more drilling to gather data for mine development, install meteorological and stream monitoring equipment, and conduct baseline environmental surveys to support its permit applications. In Juneau, I'm Alex Solomon.